Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. All right. Look at that. Look over there. We're in the Napa Auto Parts studio. I knew that, but I had no idea that that would be Ms. Pat sitting right there. I barely recognize her because she's got her new glasses on. Those are very sexy, Pat.
Well, you never said that to me before.
Well, and also, see, I know you're doing so. I can tell. See, you're going Hollywood. You've got makeup on. You've got lipstick on. You got earrings.
You have a makeup artist now in your car every morning?
No, I'm working on it.
Oh. You look great.
You've lost a bunch of weight. Look what's going on here. This is a Hollywood.
I'm going to Hollywood, so I'm trying to compete.
Oh, I like those nails, too.
Do you see what's resting there on the counter? Do you see that?
What? Her boobies?
No, her hands, Christy. Oh. Stop being such a. No, of course I meant her boobs. Of course I did.
They have a way of getting around.
I got them right up there so Tom can see them.
I got my.
She
good
just
bra.
Hugged me and it was like hugging an airbag. I loved it.
I'd like to save your life, Christy.
To go on record as saying.
You want your life saved?
No, I did not notice that you're. Breasts were resting on the shelf.
You're being silly if you think we believe you when you say that. No, everybody noticed.
No, there's
that.
A computer monitor between Pat and yours truly. I can't
oh yeah,
see them,
he can't so. See that.
I have a terrific view.
I was about to say, if you can see his, I know you can see mine. Come on now.
You're a complimenter, and
I complimented you too.
Sort of. Well, that's a man boobs joke. Okay, sorry about that. What I was trying to
man
say.
Man boobs. Can we play man boobs?
No.
Can we not?
Perhaps another time. Ms. Pat is here with us on her way to Hollywood via the legendary Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio, where Ms. Pat will be on stage starting Friday night, Friday and Saturday. Ms. Pat has a. I know you can't talk too much about this, but you've got a television thing happening in Hollywood for a major network, for the Ms. Pat
Show. It's Fox. I can talk about it.
Oh, you can go.
It's all out now.
Yeah, that's what she
Fox.
Said.
What's his face? The big guy. He's, yeah. It's,
Lee Daniels, Brian Grazer.
Yeah.
It sure is. And I talked to Brian Grazer. He called me on.
It don't get no bigger.
No, it really doesn't. No.
He called me on FaceTime, and I was like, what do I say to this man? So I don't Google people income until after I meet him, like I did you, Tom. And so
Brian is the production partner of Ron Howard.
You didn't get that.
I'm sorry. I was trying to remind you.
But anyway, he called and he was just normal. And I was like, oh, Lord, I got to listen to this Hollywood stuff. And I was able to just be myself. And I was like, I like you, dude. And he was like, I was telling him how I treat my kids. Mm-hmm. I slap them. And he was like, would you do that to my kids? I was like, of course, if you pay me. I'm not slapping white babies for free.
Could that be the title of your next album?
Slap white babies?
For free.
I would love to slap them when they be staring at me in Walmart.
White babies just stare at you?
They stare at you at Walmart?
Yeah, white kids stare. I had a joke to say white babies are racist because they just just stare. Because, you know, you don't, you show your kids just one thing all day at the house, and you bring them out, and they say, what are you? And I'm like, what are you, white baby? I'm trying to steal this Kit Kat. Look away.
Let me tell you something, white baby.
Like, if you brought your white baby to my house, Tom, you know that baby just going to stare at me like, what are you? And I'm going to say, what are you?
My girls are they're I live in
are
a
they
fairly,
tasteful they don't
I live no, in a, I tasteful. Live in a relatively diverse
oh come on
who your housekeeper
yeah yeah you've got Irish, German, Scandinavian,
no
British.
I actually,
yeah, there's white, there's off white, there's darker white, there's lighter white,
there's pink white, my ashy white,
there's my, pink my, underbelly my, white, there's,
blonde white,
there's fish belly white, there's,
my congressman is a African-American gentleman.
Oh, well, how often is he over at your house?
My
Never.
Congressman?
Yes.
Well, I would love
Who's
to
your
him.
Congressman?
Well, I'm not going to discuss that on the air, but...
oh, we'll know where you live at.
Yeah. But, no, I live in a very diverse congressional district.
Stop it!
Okay, you live in a congressional district that may be diverse.
Certainly, but
on the
you
other side
aren't
of the
exposed
street,
to that.
But you are not.
You on the
you
white
mean,
side.
I think you mean the other side of the... fence.
I was just going to say, you have a gate that makes sure you don't have to be exposed to that.
No, that's not true.
You in the gated community?
Yes.
Yes.
You might call it that.
Only because there's a gate.
But there are
you people, need a code to get in?
There are people of color. There are people of color within my gated community.
Yeah, what? How, doing the lawn? The milkman?
No and no.
I have a milkman in my neighborhood that really freaked me out.
They'll deliver milk. Yeah,
once again,
in glass bottles.
Yes. Make it a comeback. It's a good idea too.
It's a great idea.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Are you a milk drinker?
No.
Oh,
because it's white, right? Is that why you won't drink milk? Well, you know they have chocolate milk.
I'm lactose intolerant.
You know, I don't know how this discussion became so. Casually,
she hates white milk.
Casually racist, as the term has been coined. Uh-huh. By
it started on his chest, and then we went to white babies. I don't know what.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Can we get back to the Hollywood thing? I think there's been too many insults here. Now, your new show is called.
I don't think anybody's insulting anybody.
Your new show is called The Big Boobs Theory. And it's on Fox.
Very silly.
You know, that's what it is. It's not bad comedy. It's just silly. Yeah. It's being silly. That's right.
You are a woman of...
top heavy.
There,
top
thank
heavy,
you.
Yes.
Yes, very.
Put. Well put.
Yes.
And now Josh happens to have extraordinarily skinny legs.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Take a look there, Miss Pat.
You ever see the...
fairly thin, huh?
Isn't that amazing? He's got those little skinny wet legs.
Why don't you shave it?
Shave my legs?
Miss Pat is unimpressed by Josh.
Oh, she was very unimpressed. Well, because they're hairy, I guess. You want me to shave them?
Does your husband shave his legs?
No.
Do you shave your legs, Miss Pat?
If I'm going to use them in the air.
In the air.
Molly, we've gone from semi-racist to awkward.
I can't even tie my shoes, so my sons shave my legs when I need them, when I need help. I tell my kids, help me out.
Your kids will shave your legs?
Yeah, they'll do anything.
God, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
they tie my shoes?
And how much a month do you put aside for his future psychiatric bill?
Wouldn't that be something your husband would want to do?
No.
It's kind of a sexy
no.
prelude?
No, I'm out there, too. No,
you don't find that sexy?
I shaved a girl's legs.
Chris,
I was just terrified I was going to cut her the whole time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, huh. That's out for me as a sexy thing. No.
What? The shaved legs?
Just add that to the list. Especially things that are out for you.
Especially if you have to start with some kind of really heavy-duty electric thing. Well, we got to cut through the brush before we get to the stubble.
Of course not, Tom.
I don't know women who have legs like
shaving
this
cream and...
Yeah. Something smooth and...
You think that's sexy?
Yes.
So you would like a guy to shave your legs?
Yes,
Christy.
I've never had that. I think that would be sexy.
You like a guy to shave his legs?
Not to shave his legs,
no,
to shave
hers,
my legs.
To do it for her.
No, sorry.
I've never had that before.
I haven't either, but I think it'd be kind of sexy.
We had on our show. We had you. We had your armpits waxed.
Yeah, that was very painful.
Yeah, but so now, when you go to Hollywood, they'll probably get you all waxed up, and you know. Remember the scene in The Wizard of Oz at the end where they're buffing the guy down in the spa?
Snip, snip here, cut, cut there.
One of the great scenes of all time.
I could use a buffing.
When you say they're buffing the guy down, that's the Tin Man. It's not the guy. What What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
I know I've asked this a lot. I'm tired of asking. Will you get fixed, please?
When Miss Pat gets to Hollywood, before this show starts, they're going to have all, you're going to be. Now, I must say, you look great today.
Well, thank you.
No, I don't want to get into trouble here, but
we'll come back with talking about her hairstyle today.
Yes, this is a very unusual hairstyle. We'll get a nice picture of Miss Pat out there.
Yes,
it's called braided.
It's called what?
It's just braided.
Okay, but it's braided. There's a whole thing in the back going on. We'll get to that in just a second. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, it's the Napa Shoe-In of the Week with your host, Chick McGee, and a special guest, Grandmother.
I'm running the numbers right now.
Are you?
All right.
Speaking of running numbers. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't sound good, did it? You
no.
never ran numbers, did you, Pat?
No, but my granddaddy did.
Okay, there we go. I knew there'd be a connection.
Over at the Peashake House? Damn right he did.
We have a comedian, Ms. Pat, on her way to Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. And then she's on her way to Hollywood. Ms. Pat has a TV show in the works with the Fox Network. Is it going to be called the Ms. Pat Show?
I think so. I'm hoping so. I need my name attached as much as possible.
Yeah.
What else could they call it?
Like I said, you didn't like my idea of big boobs theory?
No.
Okay, just a thought.
It's a comedy.
Thought I'd try it again.
That's awful. The big boob theory. That's just awful.
Big Bang is on CBS.
Yeah, I know what the
big... We know about the Big Bang Theory.
Okay, who would have thought?
That's awful, too.
That's a great show. We have your sports buddy, Chick McGee. He's doing some ciphering over there, picking his, getting his NFL picks organized.
I can go ahead and pick the Monday night games on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Well, you usually do that so you can make up for the catastrophic losses that occur over the weekend.
How my Falcons looking?
What? Who?
How my Falcons
looking? Oh, your Falcons. That's right. Let's see. I think I'm going to pick against them.
Who they playing?
Buccaneers.
Really?
And the Falcons, Buccaneers are getting 3 in Atlanta.
I don't agree with
it's
that.
It's early in the season. It's very hard to tell. Very, very tough. No, we will be picking against a grandmother, and that grandmother is a special granny.
You know what?
Today.
I think Jameis is going to light it up there in Tampa Bay.
Well, you cipher.
And then I... What?
We'll move forward.
Not
we
yet?
Have things
okay.
we have to get to. Ms. Pat hanging out with us, getting working on her new TV show. Let's check in with... Are you done with sports, by the way?
Yes.
Can we move forward with some news?
Well, you just
Christy?
Told me to shut up, and then you asked me if I'm done with sports.
Well, I didn't want you to be offended. I'm sorry, Christy. Chris, did you have anything over there of interest?
Apple announced the latest version of the iPhone yesterday. The iPhone 7 and 7 Plus bear similarities to its predecessor, but a couple of key differences. The home button has been replaced with a pressure-sensitive solid-state force touch-like panel. After months of rumor, they also confirmed that the latest iPhone will no longer have a headphone jack, but rather Apple's new AirPods headphones, which will connect through the Lightning connector port. The new phone is also water-resistant, can offer additional storage space, and will feature a 7-megapixel front-facing camera, an upgraded processor. And the iPhone 7 Plus actually has 2 dual cameras on it, if you saw.
Yeah,
there's
I'm
a telephoto
excited.
Lens. Yeah, I figured you would be.
A lot of whining about this.
About what?
Yeah.
You know, what an uptown problem this is.
Yeah. I'm not going to have my headphone jack.
Are you going to get one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He said an uptown problem.
No, but I mean, you know, in the world we live in, you know, the iPhone is they're amazing.
I didn't think I was going to get one, but then I saw it yesterday, and I think I might have to have it.
I might have to have it.
I like the Bluetooth. I like the.
My daughter
needs
it.
And there's just one plug, and yeah.
You know, there's from an engineering standpoint, and this is genius engineering. There's a reason they don't have the larger plug-in. It's part of the waterproof system.
Jason is our tech expert. Jason.
Well, the problem is people like to listen and also charge at the same time, and so they're forcing people into the little Bluetooth things that go in your ear, and you can lose those. They're just little.
And those are $180.
$180.
Well,
I believe
the chargers. And aren't they changing the charge cord? Haven't they changed?
No,
it?
No. It's just
still
the lightning.
It's called the lightning. But the thing. But again, my point is. You know, it's kind of why it's like saying, "Oh my God, they've the new Rolls Royce doesn't." This is one of the greatest inventions of all time. I mean, the iPhone 6 is brilliant. So is the 5. They're all great. But
I lost my mind when I realized I could be shopping, and I hear a song on the
PA
the store.
Right.
Hold my phone up, and the phone would tell me, What's the song?
Yeah, we're kind of getting spoiled.
That's insane.
Kind of getting spoiled?
That's what I'm saying. There was so much whining yesterday on the internet about this thing.
Well, my phone is broke, so since you're so excited about the new one, would you like to buy me one?
Well, perhaps I can give you
Who had 20 minutes on the over-under?
I don't want yours. Won't you just give me one so I can...
You know why it's broken? You don't have a case.
But you can do the case and the phone to show me how much you love me.
Tell Brian Grazer to buy you a phone.
She argues like
I don't know Brian Grazer. Like I know Tom. What's your last name? Griswolds.
Close. The point is.
Singular.
Did you hear what she did? She argues like you do. You go, well, you didn't have a case in it. That's why it's broken. And she went, quick as anything, well, you can buy me a case too. That's amazing.
I'll buy you a case for that one.
No, buy me a phone and a case.
You guys should be married.
That'd be
now,
You've never done anything for me, Tom.
You've been saying
you're
going to
do stuff for me for a long time.
I'm sorry. Who surprised you at your birthday with two beautiful cakes?
Oh, God. I know that was
two cakes for fat people? You might as well brought me a monkey and a thong.
And that was... That was a pain in the ass from the get-go.
I'm not sure what that meant.
I make the mistake of saying, yes, I'll join Tom at the comedy club to see Miss Pat. Well, the first thing, you got to get this cake organized. There's a cake in the car. We got to go get the cake. What about the cake? There's a cake in the car.
We got to go get the cake.
Good God.
Well, now, there was a reason for that, because you had explained to me a cultural phenomenon that I was
not. Rest in peace cake, but I wasn't dead.
Well, hang on
She's
a second.
Not dead.
I was trying to make light of that. No, you're looking at me like I'm...
there's nothing...
Josh, let me explain to you.
There's nothing in her life that you're aware of, okay?
Yes, that's certainly true. there's apparently a tradition in which, the birthday or the year following the death of someone?
Every time somebody died, you get a rest in peace cake and a T-shirt. You've seen that before. They sell them in the mall.
You get a picture of that. You get a picture of that person, Josh.
Yeah.
You get a picture of that person on a cake,
right?
And then on a T-shirt, you have a big party for them. I'd never heard of that.
You keep having parties for them until you die.
They sell those T-shirts in the mall.
You get them made in the mall.
Yeah, sort of the airbrush kiosks.
How do you think they can get them so quick after the death? They have them like
out on the street corner where you people buy all your stuff.
No, you get it in the middle of the wall, the mall.
Could we move on?
So you should buy me a foam, Tom.
Fire a foam.
We're not going to move on with that and the head jack because I can't afford neither.
No,
and then when I get to Hollywood.
Let me explain.
You're going to Hollywood.
Well, not now. I still got the regular money I make.
What about, don't you need an announcer for your new? Time now for the Miss Pat Show.
You could probably get that too, Tom. Come
Son
on,
of a, I just did that. What's wrong with me?
You ain't buying me no phone, so you just keep talking.
I'll bring you a bottle of vodka. How's that?
I don't, vodka.
Oh.
I don't drink.
Now, I'm just saying.
You know, Miss Pat got 32 free bottles of vodka for me. Did you know that? It's like every time I saw her, she would bring me a bottle of vodka. Why don't you bring me a bottle of vodka?
Okay. Well, no, Ms. Pat, you're on your way to Hollywood, but I'm sure that...
Josh, why don't you get that?
Sure. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey,
I heard something that kind of knocked the wind out of you guys. I wanted to talk about it.
What's that?
When Ms. Pat admitted she has her kids shave her legs.
Yeah, she has. Is it your son that shaves your legs?
Son, daughter, they hate it. Dude, they do it with their eyes closed.
Oh, I can only imagine.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to even mention closing any other orifice.
You guys may think that that's strange or unchristian, but Miss Pat, I used to do the same for my mom, Phyllis.
Oh, right?
When she was down on her back, I swear to God, there was about a semester there. Well, I mean, she's a former exotic dancer, and her legs were a moneymaker. She's no different than Larry Bird. So she had to shave them. I swear to God. Otherwise, she'd lose major tip money, which meant I lost money for Purple Passion and Rubbers. There's a major economic trickle down.
That's right. The economy suffers, Donnie.
Yes, it did, chick. When her legs didn't feel like glass, we all lost out. Oh, I swear to God. And the detail will hurt your feelings. She always made me go against the grain.
It sounds like your mama should have been behind glass, Donnie.
Well, think about it. This is important. You've been to them bars with guys lean in on Pervert Row and back out of the downward dog. They could feel
it. No, I have not.
Well, if she had stubble and hers was severe, she lost the regular ones because he was bald-headed and she gave him 2 weeks of road rash right there. I swear to God. So I'd get her in the tub, but she'd draw a bath, and she'd let me know when the suds gave her ample cover.
Yes.
And I'd walk in with a Mach 3 razor and a stopwatch because I knew the suds would fade in about 8 minutes. And I swear to God. I mean, even though there was always a low level of sexual tension between us, and Chick, I've talked to you about that.
Oh,
before.
I know. Yeah.
I never wanted to put that natural bond in a precarious position.
Right.
So I would get to work, never let my eyes wander. I was like a butcher on a bandsaw. I used to work in a meat market with some dick named Kent who lost a finger once because he was eyeballing the hot chicks at the counter. He was cutting up breakfast chops, and all of a sudden I hear the bandsaw chirp a different sound, and Kent goes, "Ooh, got that bad boy." And yep, sure enough, he put his pinky on the floor. I swear to God. And you know, it was wiggling for like 2 minutes.
No.
It looked like live bait because there wasn't much blood coming from there, but boy, his hand looked like Freddy Krueger's had been picking scab. I swear to God, I never let my eyes wander when I would shave her. I mean, one time she caught me, and I couldn't believe, you know, that she had tan lines because she's always naked in the tanning bed. Because I had to drive her there, too. And she busted me trying to figure that out. But that's when she said something I'll never forget. It sounded like an old proverb. She said, "Donnie, no matter how much you tan, you'll never be as dark as your nipples." I got to go.
That's words to live by, Donnie. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not sure why I feel like, first of all, I want to apologize to the great Larry Bird. I have no idea how Mr. Bird got dragged into this discussion. Sorry, Larry. God, that was weird.
You're dealing with Donnie.
Yeah, okay. That went off in so many different directions. I don't even know where to begin the critique. But once again, Ms. Pat is here with us.
So you can't get darker than your nipples? I didn't know that.
We could experiment, Christy, if you want to volunteer.
Well, think about it. Your skin's never darker than...
Mine is.
Your nipples are dark.
Your skin is darker than your nipples are?
That's impossible. Look at them.
That's impossible.
They're not pink like white women. They're not pink.
Again, I'm...
not all white women have
somehow
pink
I wish
nipples
I'd,
either.
I just wish my career had taken a different
path. Sorry.
Maybe I could host one of those Sunday morning political shows.
I want to go look at mine now. I haven't seen them in a while.
Well,
you
let's go take a look.
Do you know what color your areolas
are? Areolas, you know, the part around the nipple.
Oh, the one that catches the hair.
I suppose.
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't looked. We
could send you ladies into the ladies' room.
Give me your cell phone number so I can send you a picture. You
could, oh, God. 314. Oh, her.
Not you. What am I going to do with you with all that wire in your mouth?
Again, we should point out that...
I don't know how to jump a fence.
Josh is in the final stages of his braces.
Yes.
My daughter's going to get some next week.
Oh, good.
Yours, not that bad. Yours come off when?
October.
Okay, very nice.
I got a personal question just
sure.
between me and you.
Yeah,
and
I'm
not trying to be funny. When you got braces, did your appetite change?
No. I did stop eating certain things, yeah, but it's not...
Did you lose any weight?
No.
Oh.
Are you allowed to... Are you getting braces?
No. I only have eight top teeth. Yeah, I have very nice teeth.
You only got eight up front?
Very nice smile.
Yeah, the back one's missing.
Okay, but let me see again. Wow, you're like Chick. You got a really...
Really straight.
We don't show much teeth when
really
we smile.
Really lean
That's
back
right.
to see those. Now, let's get back to your new look. You've got, you're wearing makeup. You got a new pair of glasses, getting ready to go to Hollywood. Now, what's the particular hair thing? Is that a wig or is that yours?
No, this is just braided.
That's your real hair?
Sure. No.
Oh.
I added. It's extension. I just got it braided.
But it's where it starts at the top, though. That's your hair.
Yeah. No, it's just all braided. My hair is twisted. It's not even braid, it's twist.
But some of that's your real hair.
Yeah, probably down to here.
Right.
By here.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do they get the rest of the hair? Is that human hair?
No, it's synthetic.
You're kidding me.
Didn't you see that? Was that a documentary?
Documentary.
Chris Rock did?
This is braiding. It's different than weaves.
Is it itching or am I just talking about it?
I just got it braided. It took like 8 hours.
Some of the most prized hair $200. Is Indian hair, I think.
Wait a minute. You had to sit in a chair for 8 hours while they did that?
Yeah, 6 to 8 hours.
Were you talking to this person the whole time?
No, they was Africans. Africans braid.
They don't speak English?
They speak it, but I don't have nothing to say to them but braid my hair.
Wait a minute. You could never stop talking. Your husband probably wants to hire one of them. Can you get her to sign up? Come on over.
No,
we
I
can
just,
move in.
I'm on
so
my
the
phone.
Knot on the back, can you undo that and it'd be all long?
Yeah, it's real long. It's all
you don't have to
on
undo it.
Oh, wow. Look at
it's
that.
It's a ponytail.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like, yeah, I like it in the ponytail.
Halfway down your back,
I like it in the ponytail, too.
So when you're on TV, are you going to wear it like that?
No. I'm probably going to wear weave. I'm just doing this because I exercise, and so it keeps me from sweating out my $200 and $300 weave. So I just, when you exercising, you just braid your hair. So you ain't got to do anything but jump in the shower and keep it moving.
Okay. All right. Looks good. Looks good. Once again, we're hanging out with Ms. Pat, comedian. And Pat's getting ready to go Hollywood. Fox Network, working with Brian Grazer, who is Ron Howard's production partner.
Sure is.
Among other people.
Lee Daniels.
Great. Extra.
We're back to sports.
This just in, the New York Mets are signing Tim Tebow to a minor league contract. A Major League Baseball source says this from ESPN, Instructional League. He's going to sign with a minor league contract. He'll be with an Instructional League team or Arizona Fall League in the coming days. Next for Tebow.
Wow. Is he good? Is he any good?
I have no idea. But
it sounded like he was okay.
Scouts, incredibly average, and they one scout said he reminded them of an actor who was going to get ready to play a baseball player in a movie. That's his skill level.
But he's a great athlete and an all around good guy.
They said he was serviceable.
Why wouldn't he go to arena football or Canadian football or something?
He was too good.
Too good?
That's what he thinks.
I would think, wouldn't that pay more than minor league baseball?
I don't think so.
Isn't the pay in minor league baseball abysmal?
Well, but, I mean, it's just a part of the process. You know, you can...
Okay.
Do you think if he played a different position, he would still be in the NFL?
If he could play in the NFL, he would have already been playing in the NFL. I think, obviously, all of his options have been exhausted in the
NFL.
But
I'm glad the season started.
He doesn't fit anywhere.
I'm glad the season's starting so we can hear about someone besides Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow. We'll get the actual athletes that are at that level playing. Won't that be fun? It's coming up, speaking of the NFL, yeah. We have the Chick McGee patented, copyrighted, trademarked.
The original football picking show. Uh-huh. I did it first, then everybody else started. That sounds like a great idea.
Before Jimmy the Greek.
You're damn right I did.
It's the Napa Auto Parts Shoo-In of the Week coming up with a special guest grandmother today. We'll be picking grandmothers all year long, but that will include a special one today. So, once again, what were we talking about?
The new iPhone 7.
One of the things that is really cool about it is that it has, I think they've doubled the capacity at each level, right?
256 gigs.
Yeah.
Wow.
How much is that one? That's the one I want, Tom.
I don't know. I probably a lot. And there's one of them has two cameras, and it's pretty amazing.
Do you upgrade or you just walk ready and like most rich people do and buy a phone?
Oh, we of course wait for the upgrade unless it's not available.
Unless it's not available.
And of course, Tom will pick he'll have the white phone. So,
I love you, Chick. You own it this morning.
There's brand new color, like a
jet black. I'm sorry.
Jet black.
Yes, a jet black.
You should get that one, Tom.
It won't matter because I always put a case on them. See, if you had a case on yours, you wouldn't have broken it. And you know what else they have, Pat? They have these things you can buy for like $10, which is a real glass, tempered glass cover for the glass. So when you do break it, it keeps it from busting. You ever seen the ad where the guy takes a hammer and smashes the phone? And it just, you know, I'll show you, Pat.
It's too late. My phone is broke.
Yeah, well, and I also... I got a great guy down the street.
I haven't heard about that, really?
I got a great guy down the street that'll put new glass on it for you.
Von Rechtsruck in Europa zu Trump in den USA. Wie beeinflusst die aktuelle politische Lage die Musikindustrie und welche Verantwortung trägt die Branche selbst? Zu diesen und weiteren Themen sprechen wir in unserem Podcast Reeperbahn Festival Deep Dive mit InsiderInnen, die sich wirklich auskennen.
Deep Dive, der Podcast über Musik, Politik und Popkultur mit Lina Burghausen und Alex Barbian hier bei Spotify.